You're listening to the Hour of the Time and a little chicken scratching on the microphone. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
Where's that little chicken? Okay, folks, tonight we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. And right off the bat, we're going to go down and see what Gene Miller's got in the back of his pickup truck. Good evening, Gene.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Carol. Well, just late this afternoon before I left the office, I got a little memo from one of the managers at Swiss America, and I thought I'd pass this on to the listeners here tonight. We got a decent-sized shipment of $10 Liberty gold coins. In State 61, and we're running a special on them at $310 a piece delivered. If you're interested, then that is a good deal, a good survival-type coin. Give us a call. You can call tonight. Just leave your name and phone number. Tell them that you heard this on William Cooper's program, and let us know how many you want. You can call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN, or you can call tomorrow as well. It'll basically be a first-come, first-served basis, so I wouldn't put it off too long. But we just wanted to run this by, and anytime I get some new specials down the road, I will pass it on to the William Cooper listeners as soon as possible.
What is it we're buying?
$10 Liberty gold coins.
How much do they cost?
$310 each delivered.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you said they were $10 Liberty gold coins.
Well, they were minted as originally constitutional money, $10 gold pieces, just like $20 gold pieces.
They sound like $300 gold coins to me, Gene.
They're $300 gold coins.
All right.
There you go.
We gotta keep things straight around here.
There you go.
Otherwise, I get very confused.
We don't want to do that.
Anything else going on?
That's about it. The market's real strong. The gold was up just a little bit today. The Dow Jones took another dive of about 16, 17 points. The Federal Reserve is getting a little antsy. I don't know, folks. You can pay me now or you can pay me later, but you will buy gold, I believe, because it's going to come down to it's the only thing that's going to survive. And sooner or later, you will wake up and smell the coffee, but I'd like to see you do it before it's too late, because it's going to get a lot more expensive down the road, and break my heart, I guess. You know, I work on a commission, but I just didn't see you get a great deal and get yourself protected. And I think just about everybody listening out there could probably afford $310, and so you can buy one, you can buy 10, you can buy as many as you like, but just give us a call, 1-800-289-2646, and we'll be glad to help you out and take your order.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Have a good evening.
Is Deadeye on board?
Yes, sir. Deadeye's on board.
Set the sea anchor detail.
Aye, aye, sir.
All hands man the special sea anchor detail. Check on that alarm.
Aye, aye, sir.
Single up all lines.
Single up all lines, right, sir.
Take in 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Take in 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Take in 6.
Take in 6.
Port ahead 1/3, starboard back 1/3.
Port ahead 1/3, starboard back 1/3, aye, sir. Engine room out, sir. Port ahead 1/3, starboard back 1/3.
Very well. Take in one.
Take in one. Number one's on deck, Captain.
Very well. All back one third.
All back one third, aye, sir.
Very well. Right standard rudder.
Right standard rudder, aye, sir. Rudder's right standard, sir.
Very well. All ahead one third, rudder midships.
All ahead one third, rudder midships, aye, sir. Rudder midships, sir. Into our telegraph, that's a fall back one third, sir.
I said all ahead one third, you blithering idiot.
All ahead one third, sir. Aye, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Into our telegraph, that's a fall ahead one third, sir.
Very well. See, get that man off my bridge.
Now, kid.
Aye, sir.
Bunkmate.
Bunkmate, aye, sir.
Here's a special CD tail.
Here's a special CD tail, aye, sir.
Here from Special CD Tail. Man, the regular at sea watch. All 2400 watch standards. Man, watch. Off the deck. Far below. You have a car.
The deck, I'm con, sir. Captain on deck, captain's leaving the bridge.
Hey, Chief. What do you want, Jones? I think I see a periscope out there, Chief. What is that?
Jones, you wouldn't know a periscope if you sat on it.
But, Chief, what's that? Jones? That's the jack stay, Jones. You know the little thing on the bow that we fly the Union Jack on, Jones?
Now, shut up and mind the hell.
All right, Chief. And so our little cruiser stretches out its bow across the great ocean, traveling toward Haiti, escorting a whole bunch of troop ships full of United States Army and Marines. The Army uses the Marines as sandbags. They run up on the beach and get killed as quick as they can so that the Army can have something to hide behind. And that's what's coming very quickly. After that, it'll be South Africa. And, of course, we're going to have to go clean up the mess in Bosnia, aren't we? Aren't we, folks? Yes, we are. Things are going to go to hell in a handbasket really quick. Right, Chief?
That's right, Cooper.
The old Chief's here. He don't talk much, but when he does, you better listen. Family unit. Orders must be postmarked on or before Friday. Retail price, $2,768. 41 cubic feet in cases. 37 cases. Recommended water storage, 545 gallons. For listeners to the hour of the time, $500 off the retail price, $2,268. For CADI members, $2,168. Offer expires midnight Friday. If your orders are not postmarked on or before Friday, this offer expires. So if you've been procrastinating, you better stop. To oppose the gun ban in our national forest, which is going to take place on May the 18th, you better get off your butts and start writing and calling. Write to F. Period Dale, D-A-L-E, Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, F. Dale Robertson, U.S. Forest Service. That's F. Dale Robertson, U.S. Forest Service. Post Office Box 96090. P.O. Box 96090. Washington, District of Columbia, 20090. Remember, they were holding it open for public response until April the 18th. There was no public response because they never told anybody they were going to do it. So they benevolently extended it to May the 18th, thinking that no one would ever find out about it. And then we wouldn't have a leg to stand on because nobody protested. So write and call and bang on desks and call your congressmen and everyone else. Senators, governors, call your mama. She hasn't heard from you in a long, long time. F. Dale Robertson, U.S. Forest Service, Post Office Box 96090, Washington, D.C., 20090. May the 18th, no firearms will be allowed on any federal land, period. No air guns, BB guns, pellet guns, slingshots, nothing. This is regarding Section 261.58 of the Federal Register, Volume 59, Number 32, pages 7880 to 7892. That's where you can find this, folks. Section 261.58 of the Federal Register, Volume 59, Number 32, pages 7880 through 7892. The source of this information is Gun Owners of America, National Headquarters, 8001 Forbes Place, Suite 102, Springfield, Virginia, 25151. Their phone number is 703-321-8585. That's 703-321-8585. There are also bills in Congress to fund our armed forces, and the bills plainly state, as they act as the police force for the United Nations, the peacekeeping armies, navies, and air force of the world. The United States Air Force already wears the uniform of the United Nations, and they have removed all insignia which identify them as United States Air Force personnel from their uniforms. Don't believe it? Head on out to your local Air Force base and see for yourself. And they did it a couple of years ago. Where you been, sheeple? Where have you been, sheeple? You're all running around like a chicken with your head cut off, thinking that something that you do is going to stop them from passing gun control legislation. It's going to stop them from enslaving us. And you're chasing these little things. You're getting caught up in whirlpools, eddies on the side of the river while the current rushes right on by, folks. I told you, and I proved to you on the air, it's a done deal. It was done when they signed and ratified the United Nations Treaty and pushed through the UN Participation Act. There's only one way to keep your freedoms. Only one way, folks. We have to take this country back, but we have to do it within law. We have to stay within law. You must form militia units. You must arm yourselves. You must build up your food supplies and everything else that you need to survive, because the day is going to come when overtly your rights will be stripped from you, your guns will be taken away from you if you allow it. You will be left helpless if you do not prepare now. Everybody is running around the country thinking that if they do this or that, things are going to change. I'm telling you, people, it's a done deal. There is no country. The Constitution is not in force, has not been in force for many, many years. We are under the United Nations Charter. We are part of world government. Our armed forces and the armed forces of the other major nations of the world are coming together to function as the world police force. There are Russian and what used to be Soviet satellite country personnel in our law enforcement academies. They are in our military academies. We have law enforcement people and military people in their academies. We have Russian personnel on United States soil monitoring the disarmament of the United States of America. And we have personnel in Russia and in those satellite countries monitoring their disarmament. It's all been proven. It's all out in the open. There is nothing secret, nothing hidden. It's all in the treason papers that we offer to you. If you don't know about it, send us $1 in a self-addressed stamp, number 10 size envelope. We'll send you an information pack to P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. We did, I don't know how many hours on the hour of the time, citing the documentation for what I just said. Many of you went out and looked it up. I want to hear from people who ordered the treason papers, who have them, who have gone through them. I want to hear you talk about them, what you found in them. Is it what I said? Have you gone to your libraries and verified that those documents I gave you are not counterfeit but are real documents? I want to know what you think about them. I want you to tell the rest of the sheeple what's in that package and what you found in your libraries. I want you to begin to understand what's really going on, ladies and gentlemen. There is no United States of America constitutionally established as we always thought. It left through the coup in 1945. That's when the Cold War was spawned, to keep your attention away from what was really going on. That's when Harry Truman and Wild Bill Donovan formed the Central Intelligence Agency and created the National Security Act so that they could hide behind and work behind the veil of national security. Don't you understand? Why do you think we weren't allowed to win the war in Korea? Why do you think we weren't allowed to win the war in Vietnam? Why do you think nobody's won any wars since then? They've all been stalemates. What do you think is going on? When are you going to wake up? When is something going to click in those woolly heads of yours? Sometime soon, I hope. The call-in number is 602-337-2524. 602-337-2524. I want to hear from those of you who have ordered and received the treason documents. I want to hear from those of you who have ordered and received Vultures and Eagles clothing. If anybody has, you should have received it by now. I want to tell you people out there who think that Vultures and Eagles clothing is some kind of a pyramid scheme, you're off your rocker. If you listen to what I said, I didn't promise that you're going to be rich. I didn't say you could be promoted to distributor. I didn't say you could build an empire. I said if you buy this book, if you buy this book, you also purchase the right to sell it. When you sell it to somebody, you make $10. When they sell it to somebody, you make $10. Every book that's sold, a few dollars go into a little fund, and every month, the people who sold the most books get to split that fund. That's it. Period. It's a way to motivate you sheeple who never get off your butts and do anything to do it because by selling it to your neighbors and friends, you can help spread the word, you can help educate them, and you can get your 43 stupid dollars back. Got that? Good evening, you're on the air.
Well, good evening. I'm out there in Brookings, Oregon. I kind of tuning around shortwave I discovered you. And I must say that you are right on as far as the Constitution's Second Amendment goes. You're the only one I've ever heard who's got it right. One thing I would like to point out, you mentioned that we're under UN rule.
That's right.
Congress unanimously passed, I guess it's the UN Charter, turning sovereignty over to the UN.
That's right.
Now, you're a bright guy. I want you to listen real close on this. Congress doesn't have authority to do that. In our system, Congress has limited power. There are some laws they have no authority to pass.
You better back up and regroup. The Executive Department and the Justice Department ruled in 1945. There was a Supreme Court ruling back in the 20s that interprets Article 6 of the United States Constitution to read that treaties supersede the Constitution.
If needed, if I remember correctly.
Pardon?
Or if necessary. Or I forget the exact word.
It doesn't matter. They have ruled that it's been done. It has
been done. There's no authority to rule. You see, my point is, if you're a sharp fellow, go back and think.
Good night, dummy. We always get these dummies crawling out of the trees. They have any authority that you stupid sheeple out there allow them to have, and you have allowed them to give away this nation for the last 50 years. Actually, longer than that, starting in 1913. Don't tell me they don't have any authority. Most of you do exactly what you're told, when you're told, all the time. I know they don't have any authority. I know that they're acting unconstitutionally. I know that their interpretation is wrong. However, when the people of this country allow them to do it, you have given them the authority. And you sit and tremble in your shoes rather than stop them from doing it. They don't scare me. And I set it straight. And you little armchair philosopher up there, you better screw your heads back on straight. Because you're headed for a big fall thinking like that. It's been done. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter if you like it. Doesn't matter if they have the authority or not. It's been done. Get that through your thick head. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. They do have the authority, and they wrote into the Constitution to have it. They didn't twist anything beyond what the Constitution wrote. You're right, in Article 6, Clause 2, the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. The trick is, how do they make a treaty? You go back to Article 2, and it says the President shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties provided two-thirds of the senators present concur. No quorum, nothing. They wrote it in. Our founding forefathers, this is your, they were Masons, man. They were Illuminatists for the most part. And they wrote it in so that it could be intentionally, so that the Constitution could destroy itself to bring us into the New World Order. It was planned from the get-go.
Well, you're right. If we were not responsible enough or smart enough to rule ourselves, it was planned from the get-go.
Yeah, the people who wrote the Constitution wrote it so that it could be overridden by itself constitutionally, so that they could override it with the international treaties and bring us right into where we are, the New World Order. We belong to the UN.
Well,
the people run around yapping about their constitutional rights. We don't have any.
That's right, we don't.
We have only God-given rights, and those we learn from the Bible. We don't learn from any Constitution. So we get for putting our faith in man instead of in God. You know, there's only one covenant. It has never been broken and never will be.
You mean Clinton's
King James Version of the Bible?
You mean
it's called the Word, it's called Jesus Christ.
Well, wait a minute. This is my show. I don't care if you call up and talk, but when it's my turn, you got to let me talk, okay?
You can talk.
Okay. Thank you.
Your show?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you realize that. You mean Clinton's new covenant doesn't apply?
I don't think it's an everlasting one, Bill.
How about the...
They'll make it through this term.
How about the British Israelites' new covenant?
No.
How many covenants are there anyway? Whose covenant do we listen to?
There's an old covenant, a new covenant. They're both in the Bible. And once you start reading the Bible and have the Holy Spirit, it's pretty clear what's happening. We're in Revelation 6:6 right now.
Well, I'd be very careful about interpreting prophecy if I were you.
I'm very careful about it.
Well, you're not careful enough if you're...
Oh, yes, I am.
Good night. Folks, don't do that. If you want to talk, intelligently, call up and we'll talk intelligently. I'm still waiting to hear from somebody who has ordered and received the treason documents. Now, I want to tell you something. I believe that everyone has the right to worship at whatever altar they want. The line stops when you try to convince somebody else that what you believe is right. Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs. And I'm going to tell you right now, Hitler used prophecy to subjugate Europe. And the people who are trying to bring about the New World Order are using prophecy to subjugate all of you blithering idiots who run around thinking you know when Jesus is coming back and when this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And I'm telling you right now, you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground, and you better stop it. You're being manipulated and you don't even know it. Jesus said when he comes, he will come as a thief in the night. If you're a Christian, if you're not, it doesn't matter. But if you're a Christian, he made it very clear that you will not know. When you think you know, then you're just another blithering idiot out there, babbling, helping those who would enslave us to do it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Mark from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Mark.
Your show the night before last was excellent. I just want to compliment you on that. I was mesmerized by that show.
Thank you.
Bill, you mentioned a book a couple of weeks ago called The Teachings of the Masters by R. Swinburne Clymer.
R. Swinburne Clymer, yes.
Swinburne Clymer, okay. I got that book through the Interlibrary Loan System.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to confess, I'm a little bit confused by the message in that book. And maybe you could clarify it for me. He mentioned in the book that if our system stays perverted or somehow contaminated with any kind of European influence, that our system is going to go down the tube, so to speak. And you actually read that on one night of your show several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I'm trying to understand is Mr. Clymer, he must be a member of the Illuminati. Do you agree with that? Or?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That's what I got. Now, if he's trying to warn us about what might happen, is he on our side or is he not on our side? I guess I'm kind of lost in the meaning of that book. Could you help me out?
None of these people who set themselves up as the manipulators or the creators or the engineers of societal evolution are on our side. They think they're doing humanity a favor, but every time they start stirring up their soup to create the new society, people start dying. People become slaves. Revolutions happen. Blood flows in the streets. Guillotines come out and are set up in the streets. There's firing squads outside in little courtrooms in secret places where no trials are held. And no, he's not on our side. He's never been on our side. He is on his side. And if you read enough of his works, you'll find out that they believe that they are descendants of the family of David. They are the lost tribe of Israel. They are the only ones fit to rule. That every other race on the earth is subservient to them. And they are the shepherds that are supposed to take care of them and guide them through their evolution. And it's all the biggest bunch of bullshit that's ever poured out of anybody's orifice in the history of the world.
Okay. Now, I have to confess, I'm still kind of confused. Now, let's get back to the founding fathers. Obviously, most of them were Freemasons.
Yes.
53 of them that signed the Declaration of Independence were Freemasons out of 56.
Yeah, the Boston Tea Party was conducted by a lodge of Freemasonry upon adjournment.
But they did essentially give us this country and set up a republic.
We've been over this over and over and over again. The only two reasons they set up this republic, number one, was to give man a taste of freedom that would reverberate around the world and topple the kings and queens from off their thrones. Number two, they called this the Great or Grand Experiment. It was to find out once and for all if the common man could really be free, be responsible, accept the risks that go along with it, and rule himself.
Okay.
And if he could, this would have been the New World Order. But they knew from the beginning, if you read their writings, they were very clear about it, we would not be able to keep our freedoms because we would buckle into the ills and the evils of human nature. We would, in fact, demand to be taken care of, and that's exactly what's happened. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, we're back. Our forefathers were geniuses. They understood human nature very, very well. They knew exactly what they were doing. Benjamin Franklin, when he exited from the Constitutional Convention, was asked by a reporter standing there, "Hey, Ben, what have you wrought?" And his answer was, "A republic, if you can keep it." Our forefathers weren't the wonderful Christians that everybody thinks that they were. Benjamin Franklin used to rip pages and sections out of the Bible, and he cursed God of the Bible because nothing could be so cruel and so misunderstanding of human beings. And he wrote a Bible, his own Bible, in fact, the way that he thought it should be written. Benjamin Franklin lived with two women who were not his wives. He had several illegitimate children. In this country, he pretended to be a pious Christian. When he went to Europe, he reveled and surrounded himself with prostitutes and was drunk 24 hours a day. And he was the master of the Lodge of Nine Muses in France. And I could go on and on and on and on. You still there?
I am. One more question here. Do you think that, do you feel that eliminated Freemasonry is a greater enemy, or the central banking community is a greater enemy?
It's all the same at the highest levels.
Yes, it is?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, and those were excellent questions. A lot of people out there who are new listeners to the program didn't hear our series of hundreds of hours on the Mystery of Babylon. Sometimes, I'm sure, don't know what we're talking about. Anybody out there who got the treason papers, I want to hear from you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I tried doing an interlock library loan for your book of Behold the Pale Horse.
Yeah.
And after several weeks, no library would give it up. So I guess I'm just going to have to buy one. And I can't find one local.
Well, if you buy one, help me feed Pooh.
Well, I'm thinking about buying a case of them.
Well, good.
I talked to the publisher.
I can buy Tim dinner, too.
I talked to the publisher, and I might become a distributor.
Good, wonderful.
And I wanted to ask you, I haven't been listening that long. Were the shortwave stations taken off the air just before the Waco thing? I've heard that, but I don't know if it's true.
What shortwave stations?
Well, I heard that some of the shortwave stations were taken off the air.
No.
I don't know.
This station was burned to the ground to prevent me from telling the truth about Waco, Texas. Because I was the only one on shortwave, in fact, on any media in the world, besides Ron Engelman in Dallas, who was telling the truth about what was going on in Waco. And as soon as I warned the world that those people were going to be murdered if it wasn't stopped, they burned WWCR to the ground.
And that was before they burned Waco?
That was before they burned Waco. It was the day after I made the statement that if we didn't organize and stop what was happening in Waco, Texas, that those people were going to be murdered, and that was the whole purpose of the entire exercise.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Hang in there.
602-337-2524. Now, we've sent out an awful lot of treason paper packages, so I want to hear from you. If you've received it, if you received Vultures and Eagles clothing, I'd like to hear from you, too. There's a lot of people out there who want to know what's in this. There's a lot of people out there who think that I'm just feeding you a bunch of baloney when I did those treason series on the Hour of the Time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Mike did already retrieve the documents, and I just like to say that there's thousands of documented acts of treason by our government officials. And a couple of things that I did research and find myself was the act by a congressman to repeal the Second Amendment, and there was another one in the Congressional Record. I got the blueprint for the peace race, state deferment document.
7277?
7277, and a bunch of other things. There's so much in this document that you really have to find that really proves and goes through and is so complete that really proves the treason that our government officials have created. And I just want to tell everybody, they have been doing this for so many years, and we have to arm ourselves and create militia units right now to protect ourselves, because they have been setting this up for many years. And, you know, as you've heard on the show, there are foreign officials, there are foreign troops and foreign Russian tanks, and that in this country already, we have to arm ourselves and get our food stored up, and we have to prepare for this.
There's going to be bloodshed in this country, simply because Americans, when they finally wake up, are not going to stand for the loss of their freedoms. They're not going to give up their guns willingly. They're going to have to be taken from them. And they're not going to give up the Constitution and Bill of Rights, although it's already gone. Now, these are all official government documents, aren't they?
Exactly. Yes, and...
And there are hundreds of them, aren't there?
There are hundreds. Literally, this thing is like about 3 inches thick. And I tried to put it in a three-ring binder. It took me a couple hours to put it in there. But what we need to do, we need to just go through this stuff. This stuff is not hard to find. You just go to your library, and any good, fairly big library should have most of these things in there. Some of the good ones are a little harder to find, but we need to go through and look through these things. But one of the most important things is I have been privileged, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, for a couple of weeks to do a couple lectures on the Constitution and our rights. And, boy, I don't think they know what they're in for. But I'm not going to lay it on, it's going to be pure what the Constitution says, just going through. Constitution says we have a legal right to form militia units, and in no condition can the government infringe on our rights to keep and bear arms, and many of the other things there. I don't think they know what they're in for, because I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm just going to go through and read exactly what it says in there.
Good. And don't think, folks, that the NRA is going to save you. The NRA is packed full of traitors. They've been traitors for years. Do you know that if you join the NRA, you've registered your guns? Did you know that anybody can buy the entire membership of the NRA for $70 per 1,000 names and addresses? Did you know that? Were you aware of that, you silly sheeple out there? Do you really know what's going on? Don't you understand that our forefathers gave us the Second Article and Amendment so that if we were worthy, we would be able to keep our freedoms from anyone who would encroach upon us and take them away? They couldn't possibly do it against an armed populace. It has nothing to do with hunting. It has nothing to do with plinking away as a hobby on the firing range. It has nothing to do with any of those things. Americans have a right to own assault weapons because assault weapons will be needed when we assault those who are going to take away our rights. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm on the air now. Two questions. Last week I took a trip down to Pensacola area,
uh-huh.
Florida, looking for the battalion of foreign forces, and discovered it was a wasted trip because there wasn't anything. But
if, you'd listened to this program, I told you that a long time ago.
Okay. Well, one thing I noticed, there was a lot of vehicles with inverted Vs on them in the National Guard units.
Mm-hmm.
What does the inverted V mean?
You got to ask them. I don't know.
Okay. Another second question I have is related to the World Cup soccer matches this coming summer. I was, when I was down in Dallas, and I found out they're holding matches down there, and I called up the mayor's office. They connected me to the World Cup office, and I asked them what was going on, you know, how many people are coming in. They said it's being held in almost every major city in the country. And I said, well, how many people are coming in the U.S. to partake of the matches and to watch? And they said they had no idea, but the lady I was talking to said that in Dallas, it's going to be the headquarters for the press coverage, and they said there's going to be 16,000 people coming in just to handle the press coverage.
So?
And I thought that was quite a few people just to handle a few soccer matches.
Well, you know why? Because all those sheeple out there, instead of paying attention to what they should be paying attention to, are going to be sitting at the Roman circus watching the gladiators.
You think that's going to be the...
While the emperor goes about his business of enslaving them.
You think it's going to have time to start it?
I don't know.
Another sidelight that's related to that, in Chicago, last winter they installed new sirens for tornado warnings. And all the new sirens they put in, I think there was 51 of them, all have voice capability. And the reason they put in the ones with voice capability was to bring them in line with all the other cities in the United States that already has voice capability. And on one of the radio stations in Chicago, they said that they were going to try out the voice capabilities of the loudspeakers during the World Cup soccer matches. That was right on one of the Chicago stations I heard last September. So that's just my only question and comment, and I thank you very much, Mr. Cooper, and I really enjoy your program. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Still not sure what all that means, but you see, I look at the big picture, folks. I don't get caught up in these little eddies and things. I don't care. I just don't, you know, don't care about all that stuff. There's one thing that interests me. Our country's gone. Are we going to stay free, or are we going to go into the New World Order as slaves? That's the only thing that's on my mind. All this other stuff doesn't interest me in the least. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. Station New York. I have a quick question. Hopefully you could maybe educate us people about like some of the things that are going on I-10 over in Texas with the Department of Agriculture searching cars for nasty fruits and vegetables. Would you want to tell, or at least point me in the right direction, where to find information on what exactly a citizen is entitled to do or what he's entitled to refuse to do when pulled over on such searches?
Read the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Read the Constitution of your state. It's not what they can do. It's what they're prohibited from doing that you need to be concerned with.
Right.
They can't search your car or your person or your home or your papers or your effects unless they have a warrant according to the law.
Exactly. Right.
But you see, our law is based upon the common law. The common law says that you must defend your rights to have them. If you do not defend your rights each and every time they're challenged, you give up those rights. Many, many years ago, they set up agricultural inspection stations along the borders of some states and along some highways, and Americans have been obediently buying right over into line and buying right up to queue and allowing themselves and their cars to be searched, and therefore they've given up the right to say no. They have also bought right in the line, right in the queue, right up to the officer on highways when they make random searches looking for people who are driving intoxicated or without a license. The law says they can't do that. They have to have reasonable cause. They must have a warrant in order to do it. The warrant must specifically state who, what, where, when, why, and how.
There was a Supreme Court, maybe not a Supreme Court, but a state court decision where, you know, people, you know, it was unconstitutional. People could be, you know, checked for, let's say, alcohol abuses and whatnot.
No.
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 Uh-huh.
If they see you weaving on the highway, they have reasonable grounds to suspect that you are intoxicated or incapacitated in some way, then an officer has the right to pull you over to check and see. But then, without a warrant, he must ask your permission to search your car. And if you don't give it to him, under the law, he's not supposed to do it. But you see, the sheeple don't know that. And they've been giving into this for years and years and years. They've been doing it so long that now law enforcement people think they have the right to do it, and they don't.
Yeah, just watch any TV, like, you know, cops or...
That's right. You have to learn to defend your rights. And you have to learn there's just consequences that go along with it. You might have to spend the night in jail before a judge makes a ruling that you were correct.
Exactly.
And a judge might make a ruling against you, and you might have to appeal it and go right up through the courts to the Supreme Court. It might cost you a lot of money.
Exactly, right.
And you might have to defend your rights with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are they worth it? To me, they are.
I think so.
Well, so does that answer your question?
Yeah, but can I ask you just one more thing?
Sure.
I've heard about something going on in Alaska. A friend of mine told me about this. They were basically...
Your friend told you about it. Did he prove it to you? Did he document it?
No, he wasn't.
We don't deal in rumor on this show.
Oh, okay.
When somebody tells you something, say, how do you know? Prove it to me. Show me the documentation. What's your source of information? If they can't give you anything, say, you are what's wrong with this country. You're spreading rumors. Shut your mouth and go away.
No, I know he's pretty reliable. And he does, you know,
if he can't document what he's saying, he's not reliable. He's a rumor monger. You understand?
Yeah.
That stuff is going through this country. Every 3 seconds, somebody starts another rumor, and a lot of them are on this so-called Patriots Fax Network, where there's more bullshit comes over the fax machine, wasting more paper than anything I've ever seen in my life.
Good point. Any other documentation?
Remember what I tell you? Listen to everybody. Read everything. Don't believe anything unless you can prove it.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody calls me up and says, I need you to put this on the air right away. I say, what's the documentation? Prove it to me. I'm not going to put it on the air unless I know it's true.
Well, this particular case, it's about some of the residents in Alaska County.
I don't care what it is.
Well, how do you think about the documentation from those guys? Send them, you know.
Wait a minute. How do you think I would get it? You call them up. You ask them to fax you something that will prove it. You talk to people. You talk to officials. What's the matter with you? How do you think I get my information? How do you think I document things? No, it's not resources. It's work. It's called dialing the telephone. It's called demanding information. It's called going to the library. It's called asking your congressman to send you the documents. It's called, hey, you made this statement. Back it up. If they can't back it up, hey, don't do that to me. Don't make any more statements to me that you can't back up. That's the way we operate around here.
Okay,
thank you for calling. I don't know why you people think I've got some kind of supernatural powers here. You think it just comes to me in a dream? No. We learn these things. We document things. We find out what's true and what's false by hard work, something most of you never heard of, never participate in, and are scared to death of. Most of you, to tell you the truth, are couch potatoes. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, good evening. I must say I'm a little surprised you hung up on me. After your station got burned down.
Good night, Bobo. Hung up on you again. Don't be surprised. This ain't a talk show that's an equal opportunity talk show. This is a Wake Up America. The show belongs to me. I don't put up with dummies. I don't put up with stupidity. I don't put up with unfounded rumors. This is my show. You want to participate? You can call it in. You don't have to agree with what I say, but you must be intelligent. You must be able to talk or converse intelligently. You must be able to back up what you say. You must be willing to listen to my point of view. And I will listen to yours as long as it's presented intelligently. If it's not, you won't last 10 seconds on this telephone. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Fine.
Randy in Chicago.
Hi, Randy.
A couple years ago on the mainstream radio news report, there was a quote or a story about a alderman in Milwaukee who was making rash statements saying he was training urban people for a possible warfare against the system if they didn't get action from the government or whatever, you know, help or welfare or whatever. from the government. Do you think that, he alluded to blowing up railroad tracks and public works and everything else. Do you think this has anything to do with what could be coming in the future other than...
Sure, and they're stirring up the pot. They're creating racial unrest.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All kinds of stuff. And yeah, all hell's going to break loose. Society will break down into little bitty wars against you against your neighbors.
Yeah. I had one other question. This is strictly a personal call, but I wanted to get your personal opinion so far as it goes for what you would do. I'm trying to consolidate my personal armory into things that I can use in a militia, along to what you're talking about with the sharpshooter rifle and everything else. I have a couple of handguns, a 44 Magnum and a 357 Magnum that I'm figuring out whether I should keep or get rid of. If those were in your arsenal, would you hang on to them, or would you...
This day and age, I would not part with any weapon whatsoever, no matter how good or bad it might be.
Okay.
Because you may not be so readily able to find another one.
Sure.
Of any kind.
Thank
here
you.
In the near future.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
602-337-2524 is the number. 602-337-2524. And still like to hear from somebody else who either got vultures in eagle's clothing or, boy, I can't even say it, vultures in eagle's clothing or the treason papers. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Dave around Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Hi, Dave.
I was extremely interested in what you were saying about Galileo and Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
I had read a New Age book that had mentioned two suns in this solar system, and I thought it was absolutely crazy. But I found that, from what you said, it's very, very possible.
Nice.
I tried to check it out, and JPL sent me some literature about Galileo, but they did not say what's going to happen to the spacecraft after it completes its experiments. So they left the end of the story untold.
Well, the end of the story is that around December of 1999, by NASA's own calculations, the spacecraft will finish photographing the nearest moon to the planet's surface, which is Io, and then will deteriorate in its orbit and plunge into the center of Jupiter, where these two banks of plutonium, separated by a cavity full of a vacuum, will be compressed and impelled against each other.
Yeah.
with an absolutely equal pressure surrounding the craft. And according to everything that came out of the Manhattan Project in World War II, that's going to cause an atomic explosion, a fission reaction.
Where can I find any further documentation? I got all JPL to send me.
Call NASA.
I called them first, and they said...
Ask to speak to somebody who knows.
Okay, well, they think.
It's like when you go to the store and a clerk's giving you a problem. You don't stand there and argue with a stupid clerk. You say, I want to talk to the manager. I want somebody here who can give me the answer.
Okay. Thanks a whole lot.
And if that person can't, you say, who's your boss? I want to talk to your boss, even if he's in Ohio. I want to talk to your boss. I want an answer.
Okay.
So I pursue it until I get an answer. If nobody will give me an answer, then I know they're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
If they won't tell you what's going to happen to that spacecraft, then they're hiding something, aren't they?
That's right. I knew they were, but they ended the story too soon.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Ah, boy. Yeah, folks. If you see, NASA never launches anything unless they know the whole story. They can tell you what's going to happen to it 20 years from now. If they won't tell you, they're hiding something. Now, folks, the Mars probe didn't break down to keep you from seeing what's really on Mars. It broke down to keep you from finding out that what you think is on Mars probably really isn't there. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Bill?
Yeah, you got a bad connection. Yeah, well, we've got to let you go because I can't...
That's your treason papers.
Uh-huh.
And I've had an opportunity to...
That's much better. I don't know what you did.
I changed phones. Sorry about that. I've had an opportunity to look through quite a bit of it. I haven't studied it in the depth that I need to. But my name's Randy. I'm from Colorado. You may remember I sent you some stuff on the Trading with the Enemy Act.
Okay.
One of the things that we've discovered, are you familiar with the Emergency Powers Interim Continuation Act?
Yes.
Public Law 313.
Yes.
I could be mistaken, but from what we tend to believe is that the executive agreements that have been made since 1933 are just that, they're executive agreements, that treaties are peacetime instruments and cannot be made in times of emergency or war. And so all of these treaties that are so-called treaties are fictions at the most. What would be your comment on that?
My comment is this, that you cannot create a supreme law of the land and then allow somebody to come along and change it on their whim just by making an agreement with a foreign country. I cover that extensively in my book, Behold a Pale Horse. There's a couple of chapters that deal specifically with that issue. And the lady who called earlier in the program was correct about most of what she said, but she's wrong in that Article 6 of the Constitution gives anybody the right to supersede the supreme law of the land.
I agree. And I agree that executive agreements can't supersede it either.
Right.
Nothing can be done through fraud to usurp the authority that we the people have given.
Well, not only that, you can't arbitrarily do anything that goes against the supreme law of the land. So just to enter into a treaty that would do away with the supreme law of the land before the treaty is even ratified, approved, or signed would be an act of treason. And we're out of time, my friend. Got to let you go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Folks, this is it. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, and God bless you all. All the skin joints in all the world. You had that come into mind.
Sergeant Dupre, round up all the usual suspects. Oui, oui, mon capitaine.
Now, look, you must help me. Now, please, me. Right, do you hear that song? It's your number. Teddy? It wasn't so long ago. I thought I told you not to play that stupid song again, you jerk. Oh, Rick, it's so beautiful here. That's the champagne, baby. Oh, Rick.
Isn't so bad in this city, even if the Germans are coming. Oh, man. So,
think each other are.
Yeah, baby. Back in the States, I got a 58 Chevy with a big backseat.
Oh, man.
What do you mean she's gone?